Welcome to the Vip Jaswal Report. This is Vip Jaswal. Before I introduce my guest, let me ask you this. Do real heroes exist in our society anymore? And do we aspire to be mentors to those around us? Or is it just too much hard work? And is being a real friend too complicated in today's world? Our guest today is John Dowd Jr., author of Heroes, Mentors and Friends. Welcome to the show, John.
Hey, Vip. Thanks for having me on today.
Well, in the past, heroes used to be like Mother Teresa, Martin Luther King, Winston Churchill, but, you know, all of them seem to have become forgotten history. Now we idolize fame and fortune, and it seems modern-day heroes are people who are really only famous for being famous. What's your definition of a hero in today's world?
Vip, a hero today is someone that excites us, someone that makes us feel good, someone that we admire from afar. Someone that we may not be able to actually talk to or reach out to, or maybe we could. But we really can't ever touch our heroes to talk to them, which make them bigger than life to us.
How can we aspire to be a hero today?
You know, the word hero in Greek mythology comes from, of course, Hercules. Hero is half human and half god. What makes us to become a hero ourselves, it starts with us as individuals through kindness, consideration, as long as it results in action. A hero is one who to me, takes action. At my lowest moment in my life, I found myself unemployed. I looked for something that, you know, made me feel better about myself and the world around me. You know, at that time, the real world really wasn't welcoming me anymore, so I lost my job. I decided to write this book and to help myself. I identified that first step. And that's how I began the path on writing Heroes, Mentors, and Friends. And it became kind of a curriculum to me to take steps in discovering who I really, really am and being the best person I can be. You know, it's become the best gift to myself. Mm-hmm. Because it brings pride and satisfaction. And I think the most exciting part about this is having something to leave to my children as a legacy. I won't always be here, but to my book will. And I'm hoping that that could make me a hero in my children's eyes and hopefully their children. So, you know, a hero is a hero for eternity.
Well, that's very commendable, John, because in some ways, you know, I think in our society today, we've lost a lot of respect and trust and are scared to hold anyone as a hero in case we feel cheated. I mean, you look at Lance Armstrong or Arnold Schwarzenegger. They were heroes to many, but all that idolization went to waste. People don't seem to trust the concept of heroes anymore. But let's talk about mentors. A mentor to me used to be my teacher in school, but I don't think our children regard their teachers as mentors in this generation. What is a mentor?
A mentor is a tangible human being. It's someone that inspires us by teaching us. Through their own experiences, we can learn from their wisdom and their mistakes. Unlike our heroes, we can actually interact with them, whether it's in person or through technology. What a great way to talk to young people today, because that's how young people interact through technology. Mentoring is a wonderful skill because of their practice. And when we teach others, we teach ourselves by mentoring. And we not only improve others by teaching, we improve ourselves.
You talk about improving, but, you know, in today's day and age, we are only focused on improving our outward appearances in terms of pursuing youth, plastic surgery, getting fit, the latest fashion, so on and so forth. Do you think we have the desire or time to improve our inner selves anymore, as opposed to our outward?
You know, I don't think we're taught how to do that. I think deep down people would love to improve themselves inside and outside, but we're not taught how to improve our inner selves. So we believe that acquiring the outer stuff, we trick our mind, and it'll make us feel better. We shoot for the bigger car, the nicer clothes, the better pair of shoes, the coach purse. All those things do not end up truly making us happier. The outside society inundates us with messages like fame, wealth, status, and then puts a value to it. And then 24/7 technology jams it down our throat, making us perceive that it's important to acquire all this outside stuff, thinking it will make us feel good. But in the end, it doesn't. We spend so much time chasing the internal things, we forget the inside of who we are. We forget chasing the inside.
How can we be a mentor? Where do you start?
We start with ourselves. All of us have knowledge about something. We all have unique talents in our daily lives. With that daily knowledge and wisdom, we can share it with others. How do we become a mentor? What books and quotes can we share? Who can we call on behalf of a friend that maybe is getting a job, and we can call that potential supervisor for them? We can hone down the execution of our knowledge so we can effectively share what we know.
Let's talk about the concept of a friend. I mean, to me, this has become one of the most vague relationships that exist in the modern world. You know, my friends have Facebook pages. They have up to 600 friends. I don't have a Facebook page, and I only have 20 friends. I mean, how can you have so many friends in the true sense of the word? It really begs the question, what is a friend anymore?
You know, you mentioned the word friend immediately. In this day and age, Facebook comes to mind. There was a study that was out that said most people now have more Facebook friends than truly real friends. I discovered an amazing observation not too long ago. The word listen contains the same exact letters as the word silent. Isn't that interesting?
Right.
A great friend to me listens silently to you without judgment. When we need to talk, when we need to vent, a truly great friend listens to every word we have to say and never judges. A good friend only offers advice when asked. In my book, I have a quote, a friend never gets in your way unless you're going down. A good friend sits there and listens without judging.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you have friends and you have acquaintances. Acquaintance sounds very sterile, so we tend to call them friends. Mm-hmm. But can you only define a friend in times of need?
Yes. I think that's when you truly discover, and I think anyone listening can agree, during the toughest times in our life, we really discover who our truest friends are.
Now, in your book, you know, the heroes, mentors, and friends, how do you bring that philosophy into everyday life?
Well, I've started something very interesting, and I want to share with everybody. I believe it starts with very small steps, and I repeat, very small steps. It starts with us. And it's simply helping people in our lives that we come across every day in need. Helping people in need with an act of kindness. And I'll give you some examples. We see a mom walking across the street with two kids and a dog leash, and everything's going awry. Maybe you join her, grab the dog leash, and help her escort her across the street. Maybe you find an elderly neighbor. A big snowstorm's coming here in the east. Maybe you pay your snow plow shovel guy and you ask him, get this driveway done as well. How about a coworker that's struggling with a project? Maybe you buy them lunch, or maybe you see them having a tough day. You offer to take something off their workload. Today, starting today, take one small step each day and then the next day and the next day to help someone in need. Imagine what our lives will look like 365 days from today.
Great concept. Let's discuss various real-life situations. Give me an example how we could sort of put these principles into play. What do you do if you're surrounded by anger?
Well, it's something we all find ourselves in from time to time. You bring out the hero. If it's directed at you, your reaction is non-reaction. Our reaction should be to send quiet love and quietly walk away. Now, let's say you're on a car trip for 2 hours and you're with a relative or a friend and the anger is directed at you. Become the hero. Anger is fire that can be put out with love. Be the hero and douse it with love. If you're in the car on a long trip, remember to show kindness. Let's resist the urge to trying to be right. Be kind. And if the anger is not directed at you, pivot. pivot the energy to gratitude. If you're with, let's say, your father or mother, and they're upset about somebody, remind them about the things that are good in their life. Remind them the things to be thankful for, and that will dissolve the negative energy. Never react with more anger or negative energy. And remember, kindness and gratitude dissolves that. There's an old saying, what they say about revenge.
Yep.
You're going out to get vengeance on somebody, build two coffins, one for you.
Interesting. What do you do if you catch your spouse lying?
You know, the people lie because it's about pain. It's too painful or embarrassing to be truthful. We all make mistakes, and we've all caught ourselves in this situation. That's where we bring out the mentor. Simply and softly teach them that no matter what, the truth is always the best. We want to create an environment of honesty, an environment that they can tell you anything. This goes for kids, too. Everything will be okay and work itself out if and only if there is honesty. I mean, we've all come into a situation where we've had to hold the truth for some reason. Maybe we've even had to lie in the past. Isn't it freeing to let go of that pain and tell the truth? We all feel better with the truth. We love to blame our past for the present. Once we stop living our past history, we move forward, we'll become free. So get the truth out. The truth could grow into a different circumstance. It may not save the world. But let's take about a couple that has experienced infidelity
right.
because of one spouse. But they have to stay together for the sake of children or geographical reasons. Telling the truth may not fix the marriage, but it'll bring harmony and civility back into the home. It's lying changes the world. It brings a new world order. But the truth, in bringing it back in, brings balance and trust back into the home to where you can function on a day-to-day level, especially for the kids, too. We don't want the kids in an environment of distrust. We want to teach them lessons. Kids, they emulate our behavior. As a parent, we all know this. So we want to create an environment of trust and civility and honesty, even during the tough times. You'd be amazed how being civil with your spouse, maybe the romance leave the relationship, but the care and friendship can stay. We can control that.
So you could be in a different place, but that place would have more balance and harmony through truth.
Absolutely, 100%. We you know, if divorce and cheating and that kind of stuff, it's reality. We don't like it. We try to be the best people we can, but it happens. But the truth dissolves the negative energy and fear inside, and it brings stability and hopefully rebuilds trust in our day-to-day 9-to-5 lives. The truth is freeing.
Well, my wife speaks the truth, and one of her friends said to her that her husband was an angel, and then my wife replied, she said, "You're lucky, my husband is still alive."
That's a truthful statement.
What about, you know, if you're in the middle of a gossip scenario, what do you do then?
Boy, oh boy, that happens all the time, especially in the work situation.
Yes, it does.
You bring out the friend. If you find yourself people gossiping about someone you know or someone in the workplace or someone you don't know, you elegantly show that friend support and you politely excuse yourself and walk away. You don't have to roll your eyes. You don't have to huff and puff making, you know, the statement that you disapprove. Just politely excuse yourself and, you know, pretending you remembered you had something to attend to. By walking away, you're supporting that friend and you're sending a subtle message that this is unhealthy. Gossip is a place of negativity. It's a form of and can move to a form of jealousy and hate. We want to always stay in a place of helping and to stay in a place of positive feel-good energy.
So you're actually acting as a hero, mentor, and friend in that situation.
Yes, and it's quite simple, isn't it? It really is not that hard. It's changing. If we don't like the way something looks, we change the way we look at it. It's a simple decision of putting others first and being kind, and it really can change who we are and start the path to being a better person.
Well, you know, these are all values that, I mean, they're all simple.
Mm-hmm.
the techniques are very simple, that you've said, they can lead one to being actually almost perfect, the perfect human being. But we all will never be that. What if you fail in this?
That's an excellent question. To me, the only failure is not trying. Not trying. It's impossible to fail when we give to others expecting nothing in return. When we give to others, we give to ourselves. And that's where true happiness comes from, not from the external stuff like we were talking about earlier. And by the way, I want to mention, pursuing youth, there's nothing wrong with feeling young, having fun, doing exciting, adventurous things, and putting time into exercise and eating and keeping our young body. By protecting our body and pursuing that style of youth, that's actually helping our inside. But the outside stuff, like, you know, more bigger shoes, nicer shoes, and more money, and a bigger home and fashion, that's external stuff. Happiness comes from within.
What inspired you to write the book?
I wanted to teach myself how to become a little bit better than the day before. I had this feeling inside after many, many years of an exciting career that a change was needed. And I felt this need to take steps on how I can be a better person and then how I can share it with others. And the more I shared with others, the better I felt about myself. And I found people coming to me saying, you know, that tip you sent me, that made me feel really good. And it built on that. And I think that when we start to give ourselves, I mean, so when we start to look inside and give to others, we give to ourselves. I think it's a tool to unlock the happiness within by giving to others.
And where can we get it?
Where can we get the book?
Yes.
You want to go, you can get it at BalboaPress.com. Or you can get it at Amazon.com, or you can get it at Barnes & Noble, any of the online services that you buy books. You can also check out my Facebook page at facebook.com/heroes, mentors, and friends.
Well, that's been great talking to you, John. Thank you for coming on the show. I wish you all the success for your book.
Viv, it's been so great to be here with you today.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is it for today. Thank you for listening. Feel free to send in your comments to our Facebook page at facebook.com/Fox News Radio or tweet us at Fox News Radio on Twitter. I'm your host, Vip Jaswal, and keep your ears open for the next airing of the Vip Jaswal Report coming soon.